Phoenix Books presents Liberty Falling, written by Nevada Barr. This performance by Gabrielle DeCure is copyright 2015 Phoenix Books.
Of course, Molly would live. Anything else was unthinkable. But Anna was thinking it. Concerned for her mental health, or their own, the nurses at Columbia Presbyterian had banded together and banished Anna from the hospital for 12 hours. Once pried free of the rain-streaked monolith housing umpteen floors of misery, Anna fled the Upper West Side, spiraling down into the subway with the wastewater. Huddled on the number one train, she rattled through the entrails of Manhattan to the end of the line, South Ferry. At South Ferry, Anna sprinted up the stairs and burst from the station like a deadline-crazed commuter. The National Park Service staff boat, the Liberty IV, was waiting at the Coast Guard dock, floating on the tip of Manhattan Island. Anna got aboard before they cast off. Kevin, the boat captain, winked. I wouldn't have left you. The NPS boat stopped first at Ellis Island. From there, it would continue its endless triangle, ferrying staff to Liberty Island. Then, the third leg of the run, back to MIO, the dock shared with the Marine Inspection Office of the U.S. Coast Guard, where Anna'd boarded. She was bunking in Patsy Silva's spare room, in a cozy little cottage on Liberty Island in the shadow of the great lady herself. As it was park housing, Patsy and her roommate paid the staggering sum of $140 a month, recompense for living in an area a GS-7 on NPS wages couldn't possibly afford. Loath to go immediately.